Do you think that the movie career in Europe is such a different animal than it is here in America in some ways?
Oh, probably yes. You know, because I guess the American movies are the only ones who travel, and they are the only ones who have a world market, and they are really, the movie business is only American. Other countries will do movies, but not movie business. And it's a different field, you know. And I like the idea of all those creative, fantastic directors that are not in the movie business. They are only on the movies.
Right.
And it's so important.
Right, of course. That's a very good point. I was going to actually conversely to that, ask you, what American directors you would love to work with?
Well, I would have loved to work with Pabst and all those, and Mankiewicz and all those fantastic directors, and Erich von Stroheim of the 30s and
sure.
the 40s. I would have adored that. But nowadays, I must say that...
it's more and more difficult to pick. I mean, the obvious ones would be
fantastic.
Scorsese.
Of course, well, I would say David Lynch, number one.
Yeah?
Yeah, David Lynch. And then for
love
different...
David Lynch.
Oh, yes,
he's so
yes.
incredible.
He's so creative. And, yeah. and he really has a new language on movies. And that's very rare because people are followers. And he's so inventive.
And, you know, he has his own online animation series now that he's created right on his website.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, again, you know, he started out doing cartoons and everything and doing mm-hmm. animation. He's so inventive. We were after him. When we were in L.A., he was out of the country.
Now you must have him.
We have Cronenberg, who
I love Cronenberg.
Yeah,
the story of violence.
Oh.
Well, and Crash.
Yes. The original Crash.
The original,
See,
of
people
course.
Forget how brilliant that movie was.
Oh. Fantastic.
J.G. Ballard novel. Now he's very, very, very clever. Very clever.
Very clever.
And I can
and
imagine you working with Kubrick.
Well, yes, definitely. I would have loved that.
Especially his last movie.
Yes.
It's too bad about the couple they chose for the last movie.
Well, they weren't so bad, actually.
Americans were very tough on that movie.
Well, you know.
The theory goes that once he hired Nicole and Tom, he realized in the shooting that they could not deliver
what he wanted,
but he was recording the disintegration of their marriage.
Yes, exactly.
So and it so almost became documentary style.
Yes, I know.
Which was, very sad to have to admit that, but...
Yes. So it was definitely not...
It worked on
not,
another level.
Yes, it was definitely not on desire, because they couldn't play that personally, probably,
yeah.
yes. But it was very interesting. Well, I of course, I love Kubrick. And but I love, in a different field, I love Woody Allen.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yes,
sure.
Of course. I was listening to him just here.
You saw him play.
Across the wall.
Yeah.
And I love this extraordinary sense of humor and all the American psychoanalysis through him.